Let me ask you something, and don't answer too quickly, because the first answer is usually wrong. What if one small thing about your world changed tomorrow? What if nobody needed sleep? What if money disappeared? What if you could read minds? What if Earth suddenly had two moons? Sounds ridiculous, right? That's what I thought too, until I started thinking about it. And that's the problem. Once you start asking what if, it's really hard to stop, because every impossible question hides something interesting. Sometimes it's science, sometimes it's history, sometimes it's psychology, and sometimes it tells us something unexpected about ourselves. I'm Koishan Blake, and this is If Question, the podcast where every episode begins with one simple question and follows it wherever it leads. Okay, I want you to imagine the weirdest morning of your life. Not a bad morning, not a scary morning, just weird. You wake up, stretch, get out of bed, and immediately smash your head into the ceiling. Wait, what? You weren't trying to jump. You just stood up and somehow launched yourself upward like a confused astronaut. Congratulations. Gravity just became half as strong. For everybody. Everywhere. And honestly, the first 24 hours would be hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Because nobody would know what's happening. Imagine people trying to walk normally. Everybody's accidentally bouncing. Athletes are breaking world records without trying. Cats are somehow becoming even more dangerous. I don't know how, but if any animal would immediately master half gravity, it's definitely cats. Now let's talk about jumping, because this is where things get interesting. Right now, the average person can jump maybe a foot or two off the ground. Nothing impressive. At least in my case, I'm not exactly breaking Olympic records. But tomorrow, you might jump twice as high, maybe even more, and suddenly every child on Earth becomes a superhero. Actually, wait, trampolines. Oh no, trampolines would become weapons. Parents everywhere would immediately panic. Kids would be reaching low orbit by lunchtime. The trampoline industry would either become extremely successful or immediately illegal. Possibly both. But after the funny part, reality starts showing up. Because gravity isn't just keeping us on the ground. Gravity is doing everything. The oceans, the atmosphere, the weather, the way buildings work, the way planes fly. Everything. And suddenly, all of it changes. Now imagine picking up something heavy. A refrigerator, a couch, a washing machine. They suddenly feel much lighter. Which sounds great, until somebody decides, I can move this myself, and accidentally throws a refrigerator through a wall. Human beings would absolutely do that, no question. We consistently overestimate our abilities. Half gravity would make that much worse. Now let's move outside, because transportation becomes fascinating. Cars still work, roads still exist, but everything feels different. Stopping distances change, handling changes, safety changes. And airplanes? Airplanes are having the greatest day of their lives, because suddenly flying becomes much easier. Fuel costs drop, lift increases, the sky gets crowded very quickly. Actually, hold on. Birds. Nobody talks about birds in these scenarios, but birds are about to become unbelievably powerful. Seriously, they're already good at flying. Now gravity is helping them. Some eagle somewhere is having the best day in history. Now let's jump forward a few weeks. Because humanity eventually adapts. We always do. Sports change first. Basketball becomes ridiculous. Soccer becomes ridiculous. Every Olympic record immediately becomes meaningless. Imagine somebody casually jumping over a car. The internet would never shut up about it. Ever. And honestly, neither would I. But here's where the story becomes serious. The atmosphere. Because Earth's gravity isn't just holding us down. It's holding our air down, too. And if gravity weakens, the atmosphere behaves differently. Weather changes. Wind changes. Clouds change. Scientists suddenly become very busy people. And for once, everyone actually listens to them, which might be the most unrealistic part of this episode. Now here's the question that kept bothering me. Would life become easier or harder? Because at first, half gravity sounds amazing. You weigh less, things weigh less, travel becomes easier, sports become incredible. But the more I thought about it, the more complicated it became. Because gravity isn't a problem. Gravity is infrastructure. It's one of those invisible systems we never think about, like electricity or the internet. You only notice it when something goes wrong. And suddenly, humanity realizes something. The universe is balanced in ways we rarely appreciate. Too much gravity? Problems. Too little gravity? Also problems. And somehow, Earth ended up in exactly the right place. Not perfect, but close enough. And honestly, that's kind of incredible. Because most days, we don't wake up grateful for gravity. Nobody sits at breakfast thinking, "Wow, thank goodness I remain attached to the planet." Nobody. But maybe we should. Because the moment gravity changes, everything changes. The way we move, the way we build, the way we travel, the way we live. And maybe that's the lesson hidden inside this question. Some of the most important things in life are the things we never notice, until they're gone. Or in this case, until they become half as strong. And honestly, after spending way too much time thinking about this, I've reached a conclusion. Half gravity sounds fun. For about a week. Then I'd like my normal gravity back. Mainly because I don't trust myself around trampolines. At all. I'm Koishan Blake, and this was If Question. Next time, we ask another impossible question. What if every animal could suddenly talk? See you next time.